Growing populations and increasing urban sprawl have been occurring across the United States for a long time. Now there's an urban planning concept that promotes the management of shrinking towns and cities. Economic development or disaster have a way of limiting the capacity of an area. Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Dr. Lori Johnson has over 20 years of experience in urban planning and disaster-related management. Her work and research has focused on the economics of catastrophes, risk to land use, and their recovery from disasters. Recent disasters like tsunamis, flooding, drought, and tornadoes all come from the presence or absence of water in the environment. Dr. Johnson has insightful views of the value of water through her work.
We've really come of age in the last few years in recognizing the many dimensions of water. Water is a commodity. Water is a precious resource. Water as a threat, and devastating as it was in Hurricane Katrina and could be with something like the Arc Storm scenario, that we are sort of powerless to water in many ways and need to respect it a lot more. And I think that for the urban planning community, for cities and suburbs, I think it's been something that until now it was plentiful enough and we could buy it from somewhere, or there were large-scale infrastructure projects just going on by the nature of investment that was going on at the federal level. That's not happening anymore. So we're growing as a population. The resource itself is not growing at the rate of demand. And so it's becoming a much more precious commodity. It's becoming, you know, increasingly threatening in some cases, as there has been increased climate activity in some areas that have caused there to be more extreme rainfall, more extreme snowfall, more drought. So it's less predictable. And then it's also more precious to us because there's more of us and less of nature. So I think for cities, you know, it's something to be looked at in a more holistic and more long-term perspective than I think it has in the past. We've had a paradigm, I think, for a long time that growth is, by nature, entities grow. And what we're seeing for the first time is a grand experiment going on in Detroit in the U.S. of really looking at shrinking is possibly the way to go. There are a lot of cities across the U.S. that are now trying to manage their shrinking as opposed to just being devastated by the loss of a certain manufacturing business, the Rust Belt, you know, sort of syndrome, and instead sort of manage that process of shrinking and becoming a smaller place. And I think that's something we have not ever had to face in California. We're still growing. There's still demand to come here. But water could actually be that trigger for us that would cause us to have to say, maybe perhaps we have to stop.
Dr. Johnson recognizes that sustaining the perpetual growth patterns that occurred during the last century may not be the way of the future. Historically, development has fueled a successful income stream for cities to grow. But changing economic behavior resulting from water shortage or disaster eliminates this traditional investment strategy.
So it really becomes a real challenge at the local level when you look at, you know, the pressure that local governments are under to generate revenue. They generate that revenue often by facilitating growth. But, you know, everybody competes for the Walmart and for the big box retailers because they bring so much sales tax revenue, and it's the one new revenue source that a lot of local governments can generate on their own, you know, without having to go to the state, which doesn't have money, and elsewhere. So, you know, this might actually, water, I think, factors in a lot more, where we have to start thinking about it. Do we really have enough water to sustain those kinds of growth paradigms that we've had in the past?
Managing the shrinking of our cities and towns is a new concept that could have great benefit for our country. As time rolls on, water availability may very well be the parameter that ultimately shifts current urban and rural trends into downsizing the size of our cities. I would much rather have a plan for this possibility than no plan at all. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.